All right, the Reds under the lights, Atletico Madrid v Liverpool. I have got Joe Richards, Paddy Fitzsimons and Josh Sexton to talk about this. We've also got Ewan McTeer, or McTeer, I'm not sure now. Sorry, mate. A journalist who covers La Liga anyway, in the middle talking to John Gibbons. He knows all about Atletico. He's going to tell you what they've been up to, what their team is, all of that kind of gear. But we'll come on to that. But first of all, Paddy, feels like a week for sort of exercising some ghosts, if you like, because Atletico, we're yet to beat them in our history, apart from when it didn't count, basically. So, you know, we won that second leg in the Europa 2-1, but, you know, no one was celebrating at the final whistle because we'd gone out on away goals. 2008, we had them in the group stages then, and it was 2-1 all draws. And then, obviously, last year, they knock us out of the Champions League. So a bit of revenge to be had there. And then at the weekend, of course, it is Old Trafford, which has not been the happiest of hunting grounds. And we've got to go and win there with the fans in, basically, under Klopp. So loads to sort of get stuck into there. But it does feel like a real chance to go and do both of those things because the Reds are phenomenal.
Yeah, I think it's come at a really good time, this game. I'm normally, I think I said on the last Under Lights I was on, which was before Porto, I was quite nervous about the game. And obviously it turned out that I had no reason to be. But I think I just generally have a feeling around these away group games that things can go wrong. But I think I associate a lot of them with like the likes of Napoli in the last couple of years. But when I was thinking about it today, we played the likes of the two Napoli group games, which we lost. They came very early on in the season, like early September, whereas it feels like we've proper settled into this season now, and we're really coming into form and looking better than ever, scoring goals in every game. And where normally I'd sort of be a bit cautious about this game and I'm worried slightly, I'm actually quite optimistic, you know. Not quite nothing to lose, but the fact that we've got 6 points on the board already in the group puts us in a position where we really can go there and try and play our own game and not worry too much about what they've got to show. I think, you know, although, you know, the last times we played them, they got the better of it in terms of results. I sort of think, especially that Anfield game, that they got loads more credit than they actually deserved. I thought we were all over
them. We battered them, yeah.